Memorial Day festivities taking place at Citi Field on Monday as the Mets play host to the Brewers. We'll pick things up in the fifth inning with New York down 1-0 and Rene Rivera at the plate.
Garza delivers. Line down the left field line. It's a fair ball. That'll score at least one as Cabrera comes in to score. The throw from Thames is cut off. It's an RBI double by Rene Rivera. And the Mets have come back to tie it. It's 1-1. Garza's 0-2 to Conforto. Lined and over the head of Aguilar down the right field line. Rivera scores. Conforto headed for second base. He's in with an RBI double. And it's a three-run fifth so far for the Mets.
Next offering, Santana to left center and deep. Hey, get up on that wall. It is gone for Santana, and it bounced over the fence for a ground rule double. That's what I thought, a home run. I thought that one went over the fence. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Addison Reed wins that one. Here he comes. Villar struck out swinging. Here it is. Arcia sends a soft fly in the left. Going to be caught, and this one is over.
Addison Reed picks up his seventh save of the year. The Mets win 4-2. Robert Gsellman picks up his first win since May the 6th. The right-hander goes seven and allows just two runs on three hits, and he also records a pair of RBIs. New York has now won 3 of 4. Milwaukee has now lost 6 of its last 8 games, and the Brewers fall to 27-24 on the year. Here's the manager, Craig Counsell.
I mean, I didn't see much different. I mean, he did a nice job. He was efficient with his pitches and got some quick outs. I didn't think we created enough pressure for him early in the game, really, to make him work, and that's why he was able to get kind of deep in the game. No, I mean, he just made a couple. It was just a couple pitches. He was really, really good the first four innings for sure. So it was just a couple pitches. Probably the one he'd like to have back is the 0-2 pitch to Conforto. Really, I mean, other than that, you know, it's a couple base hits, and you know, he's close to getting out of it, really. But he'd probably like to have that. That one's probably the one he wants back. He just caught too much plate on a fastball trying to go in. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you can say that, but you got to, you know, it's the, you know, I mean, we, it's a, you know, it's a matchup we want, you know, I mean, you know, we'll take it every time with any one of our guys. So it's, you got to get that guy out, you know, I mean, I think a walk's kind of the last thing that can happen there. Yeah, we did a nice job against their guys that have been swinging the bat really well, but the bottom of their lineup, Flores had really good at bats today, and Rivera did well, and then the pitcher executed a couple times, and they would contribute to some run scoring innings.
Do you think Nathalie is starting to find his command a little better?
I liked what I saw today. I mean, his pace was really good. I thought he came after hitters. You know, used fastball. You know, a little more frequently today, but I just liked his pace of the inning. He was kind of get on the mound and next pitch come after him. So it was I think feel like 2 out of 3 of the last 3 out of 4 have been pretty good.
Kamega's still getting some good swings too.
Yeah, he did it. The home run was a pretty good pitch. I mean, that was not a bad pitch. It was a breaking ball down and just a great swing. It's hard to believe that got out of here. It didn't look like, it was a day where the ball was going anywhere. So, he's doing a nice job, and like I said, our big chance to me was the ball Aggie hit 3-2. It was just a rocket right at Flores. So, but really, we didn't get much going. Orlando hit a ball hard at the end of the game there, but there was not much going.
You mentioned Jesus hit a couple balls hard today, and then pregame you talked about how his approach has led you to play him more. Do you see him getting a couple more starts throughout the series?
Well, it's like I said. I mean, Eric's not going to play left field every day, so it's not going to be every day for Jesus, because those guys are really playing the same position. So we'll pick some matchups, but he's doing a nice job, and he's going to be important for us as we move forward.
The Brewers will look to even up their series with the Mets on Tuesday night when Zach Davies makes the start at Citi Field.